you know, powerful of the general routine of the tzibur. So he makes a declaration. So then it's an ansade. It's an ansade that he really means to be mivatil all the future nidor. Because otherwise, why does he make such a declaration? If a person, he goes to the trouble of gathering three people and make a declaration before them, why does he do all that? Why? Because he really doesn't want to have any nidor. So then, it's definitely an ansade that this is his intention, not to have any nidor. And that if he does take a nether in the future, that it should be nullified. Otherwise, why should he go to the trouble and work so hard and embarrass himself before three people? If he didn't mean a belief shop, Mashiach came, if a person just participates in the service of Komitre, now the Chazan says Komitre, and everyone else says Komitre, so he also says Komitre. So mainly we could say that this does not establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that is his intention. Maybe it's not his intention, maybe he doesn't mind them at all. But why does he say Komitre? He doesn't want to be a Polish Nazi boy. Everybody says Komitre. So he also says Komitre, especially he doesn't want to be a Polish Nazi boy, just the night of Yom Kippur. So that, as you see, so the Rambam says, V'hod the Amrinon, Komitre v'leim yim kippurim, havikil histubed. Why does he have to say havikil histubed? Because we could say that it's not considered as if he's to bear it. Because after all, maybe he just says it as a routine. As a routine, by habit, you know. His father said it, and his father probably might tell him right now also to say it. So he says it, but he doesn't reflect his real intention. So he said, we could argue that way. So he says, no. We don't say that it's not his real intention. Even though it is done as part and parcel of the Yom Kippur service, but if he didn't mean, if that had been his intention, he wouldn't join the tzibur in saying it. He would let the chazan say it. Why does he have to say it? So, omikomoke, but since one could argue that this does not indicate his real intention of nullifying the future Midori, so so we have to be chayish. Maybe the Komitre declaration is not considered as a real story. Masha'im came, if he makes an individual declaration, not together with everybody else, but because he doesn't want to have any Midorim, so then it appears from the Roshon of the Rambam that even Shaloi be walking to Yeragodl, we can rely on it. But how can we rely on it according to the Shite of the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh? So, when is the declaration effective? Only if he reminds himself at the time, talking in Dibur, of the neder, of making the neder, we did talk in Dibur, and he confirms it in his heart, and of course, and when we rely on Komitre, so it doesn't mean that we rely in regard to those things. So mainly it appears that the Rambam is not chishish for the sheet of the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. The Mechaber paskins v'yeish loch shel nivreim. The Mechaber is chishish, but the Rambam is not chishish. Because the Rambam paskins like most Rishayim, and according to most Rishayim, so the declaration is effective in every case where it is. Eni Zoheir, Eni Zoheir, and according to the Shiva Saramba, not the Yesh Sheir Lachia. So it's effective even at, I mean, it, so according to the Shiva Saramba, first of all, according to Moshe Shemin, if Eni Zoheir, and it is not, and even if it doesn't remind himself at all, but according to the Shiva Saramba, so if he never reminds himself, not, it's not effective. But if he does remind himself, even if he reminds himself of the night months later, after the Neder, it's still effective. So it's only a mute reshein, I mean, that say, like the Rambam Perush HaMishneh, that it's only effective if he reminds himself, talking about the Neder. So the Mele, the Rambo is not reshish for the Shittes Rambam Perush HaMishneh. But in regard to Kol Nidre itself, which is not a asnoye, an individual asnoye gmure, but it's done as part and parcel of the seder, of the service of the tzibur, so there he is cheshish shaloi b'mokim tzeirabadu. But where is he cheshish shaloi b'mokim tzeirabadu? Only in respect to Kol Nidre declaration, but in respect to a regular individual declaration, even shaloi b'mokim tzeirach. So he relies, there are more passages that we can rely on the declaration. So this is the sheet. Alright. Iboyo, Plige Rabbonin Aleinu Rabbeinu ben Yaakov Eloi, Vintim Tzalim Plige Hilchese Kavosei Eloi. So, Tosh, the Gan, Poei Melech Aveir, Eikinim Shini Nenemoch, Im Yatonei Telibim Chokor Shal Chitim, Shtichom Yishol Yayim, Harei Zi Yochel Adr, Asmin Lesholoi Al Pichochem, She Yochel Eim Alei, Klu Momar Toel Bishmu Kveini, Zeu Kveini. So, if Ruvi, that's a mission, further, no. If Ruvi says to Shimon, Ruvain pleads with Shimon that Shimon should take for his son from Ruvain a certain measure of chitin or 2 barrels of wine, and Shimon is reluctant. So then Ruvain says, if you don't comply with my request, you don't take a kosher of chitin for your son, you don't take to Chov Yeshom Yahin, so then I don't, so I answer the anoye from you. So I raise the yochel hater as little as you are. She yochel him away, clum or marto, I will be shrewd, lady, you know, that you wanted to be nice to me, to give my son such a wonderful gift. So, zeu clay. So time domas okay. So it's considered as if he accepted the kosher. If you hold a boche, so in other words, what if he didn't accept the kosher chitin? So the neder is effective. Mami here a blessed Yaakov nitrizeuznave. So without recourse to zeu kvedi, the neder should be null and void, because it's nidre zeruzi. Elo shmamino pli rabon alei. That the achili kam the din of nidre zeruzi of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. Leilo Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. Gimor says. Leilo Rabbi Zabi Yaakov behai di nidrave. Di om alei loi kaubano di misane minoch lo misanes minoi. Misanes minoi. So in other words, the Gemara uses, you know, in English we have an expression, a parasite. Who is a parasite? A parasite is a person who benefits from all others and himself doesn't try to benefit others. So he is called a parasite. But in the Gemara, so instead of parasite, so the Gemara uses the expression keller. So in other words, so here, this Mishnah accords with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. But the question is, according to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, why do we have to resort Why would they have to resort to Zeul Kleidi without recourse to Zeul Kleidi? The Neder should be null and void on the basis of, on the score of Nidah Zehuzin. The answer is, here it's not Nidah Zehuzin. Nidah Zehuzin means that he doesn't mean it. He only means to induce the other fellow. He's not serious about it. But here, if it's not Zeul Kleidi, so then he really means it. It's not just for the purpose of pressuring, of inducing. He really means that he's very sincere because he doesn't want to be a parasite. This is what he says. Now let's see. All right, I don't know more because the Ram discussed that. Tosh, hoeim al chaver kinim shatun emesli. Im atun esli nikro shol chit nishti chom shol yayin. Reb meirim rad sheyitein. Rachamim nam avzei yoch lahat rasti yishleal pechocham. Sheyocholim ahari niklis kabalti. Tarim edom ahari niklis kabalti. Hol avoche nodahu, nedahu. Man, hier was am Yaakov in his uznab. El lab avonon, upliege. So Gemara says, lo ilaylon, was am Yaakov. Und mit der Leser behaid mit Rabe, mich in Dommele, la Valkano, im Aninerloch, wie hat du man es lieb? So in other words, so the expression used for someone who is a Valchesed, in other words, who is only interested in helping out others, and he doesn't expect the one whom he benefits to reciprocate, is Melech. Because Malchus, and Melech is the symbol of Chesed. So in other words, so here it's not with Rezuzi, because he's very sincere about it. So without recourse to Harinikins Kabalti, so then the Neder would be Kayom. It's not done just for the purpose of inducing, of pressuring, but he's very serious about it, because he doesn't want to be a big Baal Chesed. He doesn't want to help out all the others, and that the others who are helped by him should not reciprocate to him. So Remele, only because of Arimek is Kabalti. And Remele is Chimek even on that. Alright. Now let's see the Ram. Yiboli tvi kabona li rabbeza bi Yaakov eloi. Oloi tvi. Dikli suke beochem. Shem dil maat kam kama rabona li zuz uz nave. Elo dmecha vekei ashen pia mili bim shobim. Daf mitchilo yoritzim shoy shedim li. Avu ma de chavire sheikho etzle yikilmim ma shemidavtu ma dira. Kini im shaninenu. Kini ma shaninenu mishalo. Kum amartum dikreili shes chavir aliot kum tneatriyes. Shehiru shani choshe bin echo. שאתרי צלית לנו עם התונה, זהו קרדי, שהסכם את יסה כשאירו שאתרי צלית לנו ואני אין רצל כאן. ואמרים לנו בירושלמי, ורדמי על דפוליק בידו פרייסה, לגבי the question of הרי נוקיס קפולטי, whether you can say הרי נוקיס קפולטי or not, פוליק נמי בו, ומפורש אוסום במאי פריגה. וכעשינו נום הרב זה, אז נדו, it's just as he's חלק על הרי נוקיס קפולטי, he's חלק, and זהו קרדי עוז. ומאי פריגה, כעשינו נום הרב זה, בסתם חלוט, מנן כיום, אם כשזה עם המדי כבדי וזה עם המדי כבדי כלימה כשזה עם הכל אמרת מדי כבדי מה דחיליקו? או לא ואם הלא הכי הלא לכבדי נסחבנתי כשסחבי שלי כאן מה תולי ממני דברי הקלוס אם כשזה עם המדי כבד חו וזה עם המדי מפני כבדי דיכולו על מפליק לשאול כי בן כיומים וסתם חדמי ירים מהסתם כמי שזה עם המדי כבדי וזה עם המדי כבדי והבונון אמרי סתומר כמי שזה עם המדי כבדי וזה עם המדי כבדי חו לוי, רב לזה ביעקב, אף רב לזה ביעקב, משתום עלי לאף קלבה. So we have two שיטס. ואורכה הוא דשייך למי מרוכה, מפני שהמזמן איסר על עצמי נכסי המזומן. הוא בין דמדי here. So he is the מזמן. He invites Shimon to accept the gift from him. כור שולחיתים for Shimon's son, או שליחו בישול יאים for Shimon's son. So, and Shimon is reluctant to accept that gift. So, to accept this invitation. So the Mizamin is a seir al atzmi nichzei amizumen. Umishimochi ikilamima, titapki koma ashim avitzalon is vimenu. Elim ki kamru hu vimenu gam kin hanu yezu. Dikur, echot shokhiti. Dilav kamru. So only in this case, because through that neder, he wants to practice, to act out that that he is not a parasite. So, the love cow, Aber Masnis Nechashaych Minoroche, who am Samen in the Isil of Nixiam Zumen, the other Abbe the Chosop Wazel in Zumen, he will become a man Gamach Shano Yezu. That's one story. Vachirim Imrim, the Mishum Hoche, most Rishim appear to agree with the Shita of the Achir. Vachirim Imrim, the Mishum Hoche, who will be to a Maton Yeru, Mash Madovit Lehidoch Naich Nafsh, Diloy, because the fact that he is willing, he's so eager to give such a tremendous gift to Shimon. Why is he so eager to give such a tremendous gift to Shimon? Obviously, he feels indebted to Shimon. Shimon probably helped him out, so he feels grateful to Shimon. So in Mele, we can say La Kalba. Only when he is indebted, but when he's not indebted now. So, according to the first lotion, so we could say lachkalban, but according to the second lotion, we couldn't say because the average person does not feel indebted to the other person just because the other person let him drink from the faucet a glass of water. But according to the first lotion, even in such a case, we could say lachkalban. According to the second lotion, in such a case, we wouldn't say lachkalban. Harini des Kavalti Miforesh. Alright, I think we'll just leave it here because hopefully not.
Nidorim Shir Tes Adar Aleph Heitov Shalom Ches, February 16, 1978,
on
Thursday.
Ran Nidoran by Harini Kiris Kavalti. Harini des Kavalti. מפורש, נפגל אדם גם, מפורש בפרק משאור זה, והיינה תנאה, the reason is why, החכמים say, that המביא, הוא עשר דענויה of the מודר, from him, רובין סטושימן, קינים שאתו נמסרי, אילי אתו ניסים לבני קור של חיטי, ושליחו בישו יאים, So the Chachomim say that Abze Yochel Hateres Nishuel Pechochen, she Yochel Leima, I stipulated that if you don't give my son a kosher chitim, so then you shouldn't be allowed to have an oil for me. Harinut is Kabbalt. So, in Forish, Bidmore, in Birk Mishor, say, the Heine Taimim, Mishim Dara Boche, the day you have. What was the purpose of this night? That to accommodate his son. So the male can say, Arelik is Kabbal. So at that time I thought that it would be necessary for my son. But now I realize that he can get along without that kosher chidi. So the male can say, Arelik is Kabbal. Now, so the son should say, Arelik is Kabbal. Not he, why the father? So he says, So in other words, by giving the kosher chitin shnechobi shol yayin to the sons of Ruvei, he in effect is accommodating Ruvei because they are so much al shochon. V'chai gav nishayich l'nim ala vochen d'i yichab, shol yitztorich leitzim shol yitzoch, v'hom yitzrich, u v'chai, hu yochel leimakei, avol eina bonim smuchim al shochon aviyem, So then, when will it be considered as if he did give his sons a kosher shel chitin, shnechom shel yayin, if the sons will say, harei onu kiris kabalno, not if he says, harei nikiris kabalno. V'chol shom ruheim harei nu kiris kabalno, hitura nedea. Lila Marov came David Rochlo. Now, because of Arashbo, Zal, so from that Gemara it's Mashma, since the reason as to why he can say Yarinik is Kabalti is because the Havochet today is Chavei. So what's the pshat of Arinik is Kabalti? It's not Michile on the Tnai. It's not on the basis that he can be Mechel the Tnai, for go on the Tnai. It's considered as if he did give, as if the Muder did give a kosher chit. Not that he is meichel, he is mevatel that night, but it's considered as if the Muder did give the sons of the Madia kosher chit in Chomish Oyayim. In other words, it's considered as if he did give. So then he says, because of Arashbo's out, the Davke Bikio Maise Shayach Lemeima, Harenu Kelis Kabalti, the Chiven Shafilu, Hoyo Mikabu Memenu, Hoyo Yachel Arzele, at the Archo Yochleima, Hareni Kiilu His Kabalti, Kilis Kabalti, Verzartiho, the Akuche Matar Tolom, Abu Bikio Maise. כי שומע מחוסי אסור לוח, אם תלך מוקים פלייני, הוא שייך למי מרוחה, למה להביא הוא כאילו לא יולחת, שיהיה אפשר. והיא כמעט דיפולי, כשאפילו בין זה יוכלי מכן, שהיא סתנאי עצמי לא אומר מתחילו, אלא השלו מציני, שלא רצה שלא ילך, ועכשיו כאילו שנחי שישים ילך, אם לא ילך, פוניש למצא. So there seems to be a stir in the lotion of the Rashi. You see, the question is this. This aloche of Areinuki, Areinikel is Kabalti. What's the pshat? Is it a aloche that if somebody makes a certain tnai, stipulates a certain tnai, so he is at liberty to forego on the tnai, to be mevatel the tnai, or not that he is at liberty to forego, to waive the tnai, but it's considered kiyum atnai. In other words, suppose he would give the kosher chitin. So of course he wouldn't be osa banoi, because he fulfilled it. I shouldn't say kiyum atnai, but kiyum the of the purpose of the tnai. You see, the purpose of the tnai. What was the purpose of the tnai? The purpose of the tnai here was that the Muder should give a kosher chitin to the mother's son. Suppose the Muder did give a kosher chitin to the mother's son, so then the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled. So he wouldn't be also banal, because the tnai was kenim shatonesli im iatonesli bli kosher chitin. In other words, so we shouldn't say that the kiyum atnai consists, the kiyum atnai consists in giving the son of the mother a kosher chitin. On the contrary, the kiyum atnai would consist in the non-giving. But the kiyum of the purpose of the tnai consists in giving a kosher chitin to the son of the mother. So suppose the Muder would give Shimon, the Muder would give the son of Reuven, the Madia, a kosher chitin, so then the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled. And if the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled, so Memele wouldn't be Osabana. He wouldn't be Osabana. So, or the pshat in, so Arinik is Kabalti. The pshat in Arinik is Kabalti is that it's considered as a kiyum. If he says Arinik is Kabalti, so it's considered like a kiyum of the purpose of the tnai. Or the pshat is no. Not Arinik is Kabalti is considered like a fulfillment of the purpose of the tnai. But Arinik is Kabalti is a bitla tnai. He waived the tnai. Now, so there is still a contradiction in terms in the Hesber of the Rashbo. Because the Rashbozal didaftim b'kiyomaisa, because this is not the Ran's loshen, this is the Rashboz loshen. Didaftim b'kiyomaisa shayach meina, arei nikiyo iskabalti. Tichivim shafim hoyo mikabun men, hoyo yochil harzadei. Ach mi'achshov yochil eimar, arei nikiyo iskabalti, ve'alzirticho, de'afuchem atalte lo omri. So it seems the Rashbo uses loshen. The expression Apuchem Atarte is an expression that is mentioned in the Gemara in Ksuves. I think it's Afkufyut. Afkufyut or Afkuftes or Afkufres. So in other words, when Ruvein borrowed money from Shimon, owes money to Shimon, and Shimon borrowed money from Ruvein. So the Gemara says, Apuchem Atarte only. So you don't have to be gave from Shimon, and then Shimon should be gave by Ruvein. Why resort to so much trouble? So the debts cancel each other. And let's say if Ruvein owes $200 to Shimon, and Shimon owes to Ruvein $100, so instead that one should collect $200 and the other one $100, so there is an easier way. Let one collect just $100. So that's this. So the Gemara uses the expression in Ksuvos, at the end of Ksuvos, Hafukem Atarta Lomar. Hafukem Atarta Lomar. In other words, why it's like a person who wears a jacket that is reversible. In other words, if one side becomes dirty, so then he can turn it over on the other side. Suppose the other side is also dirty, so there is no need in turning it over to the other side. Hafukem Atarta Lomar. That's the literal meaning. Why? What's the purpose of turning over the baggage, the jacket? So since the Rashbo uses the expression "Afuchem Atarta Lomali," why turn over the jacket? Just as good or just as bad? The other side is this side. So that means, that implies that the longness of the Rashbo is that the whole halacha of Harinik Skabalti is not that the Madir is at liberty to be mivatled at night, to wave at night. But it's considered like a fulfillment of the purpose of the night. What was the Rotsu? What was the Kavon, the objective of this night? When he said, Hoim al Haberi Kinim Shatonenesli, Iatonesli Vikoshal Chitin. So the objective was that the Muda should give the Koshal Chitin. That was the objective. If he says Arelik is Gabalti, so the objective of the Tnai is fulfilled. Not that he waves the Tnai, he's mevatel the Tnai. He's not mevatel the Tnai. But the objective of the Tnai is fulfilled. The objective of the Tnai is fulfilled. So that's how it's mashma. But then, so Memele, we could only apply the Aloha. And he, the Rashbo, emphasizes the longness of Afuchem Atarta Lomali. Where is the child to say Afuchem Atarta Lomali? If Ruben says to Shimon, if Ruben says to Shimon, Kayim Shatonenesli, Imi Atonesin Livni Kur Shalchit. So the objective was, what did he want, Ruben? That Shimon should give a Kur Shalchit. But suppose that he said, Hoim al Chaviri, Kayim Shatonenesli, im I atomihalich, im I atomihalich limokim pleini, im I atomihalich limokim pleini. And he didn't go, but Rubin will say, I consider it as if you did go with Mokim Plain. So then it's not shayach to say Apuchem Atarta Lomali. If the Tnai consists, if the rots of the Tnai, the objective of the Tnai is that he should pay, give something, so then we can say, and then the mother says, Harinu et iskabalti, so we say it is just as if he did give the kosher chitin, and then he returned it back. So then, he certainly would be osam anoi. So what difference does it make whether he gave the kosher chitin and then he gave it back to him, or he didn't give it? So I mean, so I put him at Adam. But if the tnai was, arei kenim shaton enesli, im iatokim, im loy teleich limotim pleini, im loy teleich limotim pleini. So then we cannot say, apuchem atatolam ali. And he didn't go limotim pleini. So, and but then the matter says, I don't care. So it's not shayach to say, apuchem atatolam ali. So, from the on account of the use of the expression apuchem atatolam ali, so this halacha of arimikis kabalti would only be shayach if the tnai consists, if the objective of the tnai consists in giving something. So then we can say apuchem atatolam ali. But if the rotzen of the tnai, the objective of the tnai, was that he should walk is to a certain place, he should do something, so then we cannot say apuchem atatolam ali. Let's say if the objective of the tnai was that he should give something, a sum of money or a certain food, some kosher chitin shdichom shalayim, so then we say apuchem atatolam ali, because what difference does it make whether he gives the kosher chitin and then it's returned back or he doesn't give it? But if the objective of the tnai was that he should walk limotim pleini, so then we cannot say what difference does it make whether he goes to that place and he returns, or he doesn't go to that place. I mean, going to a certain place and then returning is not like not going to that place. So, in other words, so from the use of the expression apuchem atatolam ali, it appears that the Rashba, that according to the Rashba, so the whole halacha of Kelis Kabalti is not on the basis of bitlat nai, but it's on the basis of mechilas atnai. It's not on the basis of mechilas atnai and bitlat nai, but on the basis of kiyum of the objective of the tnai. But then he says, I will be bitl maise. In Shoma, Nichose Asur Loche Holecho, in Kelech Limokim Pleini, Lushaych Lemeina Roche, Lemale, Harehu Kiilu Loyolachto, Shiyevsh. But if the Tnai was, Bitl Maise, what does it mean? Bitl Maise. Bitl Maise means that the purpose of the Tnai, the objective of the Tnai, was that the Mudea should refrain from a certain act. Kiyum Maise means that the objective of the tnai was that the Mudea should do a positive act. And Bidl Maise means that the objective of the tnai was that the Mudea should refrain from a certain Maise. What was the rotzen? What was the objective? In other words, the Madir does not want the Mudea to go to a certain place. Let's say that plainly he has a certain celebration. And the plainly invited Shimon, he should go. But Reuven the Madir is angry at that plainly. So he doesn't want that Shimon should go to the plainly. So he said, Nichosei Asur Alecho Im Tilech Limokim Pleini. If you will go to that place, I'm angry at that person. I don't want you to go. And if you'll go to that place, then Nichosei Asur Alecho. So in such a case, Lushayach Limeinah Roche Limalei, Harei Kilu Loyalachto. Shiyevsh. In other words, so here he emphasizes not the concept of Afuchem Atatolam Ali, but something else. In other words, if the objective of the Tnai was the doing of an act, a positive thing, so then Lushayach to say Harei Lutis Kabalti. In other words, I consider it as if you did it, even though B'mitzias you didn't do this act, but I consider it as if you did it. But if the objective of the tnai was that the Mudea should refrain from a certain act, and he didn't refrain, he said, Tilech I'm not complaining. And we did go. So then, the matter cannot say that the act that you did, which I didn't want you to do, is I consider as if you didn't do it. In other words, the aloha vareikis kabalti only implies that the act that was required, that wasn't done, can be considered as if it was done. But Hariris Kabalti does not imply such a big chiddush that the act that was done and he didn't want it to be done should be considered as if it was done. So it's another law of this. It's not, this is not on the basis of Hakukha Matar the law. So the Kabalero, he really says, the Kabalero points out this contradiction in the Russian of the Rajah. So the Kabalero, he says, So it's considered, so it's not on the basis of Biklatnai, but it's considered as a fulfillment of the objective of the Tnai. The Mahitale Kim Tains are Italy Kabe, Vai Nikoli Pesach, Vitartanet, Vatorasneda, Kim Shumikai Matnai, Avo Bisho, Mileutnoi Achine. The Rashba says that if the Tnai is in the Chosei Asur Lecho, in Telech we're not complaining. So then he cannot negate the Tnai. So he says, no, not only in the case of the Chosei Asur Lecho, in Telech we're not complaining. But in the case of Nechosei Asur Lecho, in Loi Telech we're not complaining. Only with the Tnai consisted in giving something. So then we apply this Svore of Achfucha Matatalon. Of Achfucha Matatalon. So, but, alright, this is what the Karnero says. But the Rashba says the reverse. The Rashba says that when can he not do away with the Tnai? When can he do away with the Tnai? When can he not do away with the Tnai? If the Tnai was in Telech we're not complaining. Bitomizing. In other words, where the rotzen of the Tnai, where the objective of the Tnai, was the refraining from a certain act. But if the objective of the Tnai was the doing of an act, whether the act consisted in giving money, or the act consisted in doing something, let's say walking to a certain place, so then he can do away with the Tnai. So that way, so it's not on the basis that there is kiyum at night, there is a kiyum of the objective of the Tnai, but it's on the basis of bitl at night. He can be made on the Tnai, he can wave the Tnai, he can forego on the Tnai. So then it's not because now what Gemara in Gittin says that the reason is why you can say Arivikis Kabalti, Mishum Dal Avocha Dideyecha. Because the Tnai was, the purpose of the Tnai was that he should be accommodated with the kosher chitin. So, if Hagelik is Kabalti, so he is accommodated. So it's not that he is mivatel the Tnai, but there is a kiyum of the objective of the Tnai. So I mean, this is the kashe of the Karneiro against the Rashbo. But the Rashbo himself uses the expression Afrucha Matar Talonali. And the expression Afrucha Matar Talonali is expressive of the oneness of the Karneiro. So how can we explain it? Now, so it seems that in Ochanami, of course, in view of the fact that the Rashbo uses the expression Afrucha Matar Talonali, so we see that the Taribitis Kabalti is not a din, is not expressive of a din, that the one who is masnei Tnai is at liberty to be meichel on the Tnai, to wave the Tnai. That not. But this is considered as a kiyum of the objective of the Tnai, as the Karnero says. And as the Rashba explains it with the expression Apuchem Atarat Alomarek. So in other words, what does it mean when the Gemara uses the expression in Ksuves Apuchem Atarat Alomarek? Reuven borrowed $200 from Shimon, and Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven. So instead of being given, instead of one Malve being given $200, and the other Malve being gave $100, so the result will be that $100 net is collected. So all that Besdin does is to collect $100 from the Malve of the $200 loan. So in other words, that means that by Besdin, by collecting, by being given for the Malve of the bigger loan, in effect is collecting for both loans. But instead of working hard, so Besdin does it in an easier way. In an easier way. So this is the meaning of the expression Apuchem Atarat. Apuchem Atarat. So in other words, the expression of Apuchem Atarat indicates what Svor. In other words, that when Reuven was Masne, Kenan Shatonesli Matonesil Nikosho Chitin, he said it to Shimon, Atonesil Nikosho Chitin. So in other words, so what was the purpose of the tnai? The objective of the tnai is that Shimon should give Reuven's son a kosher chitin. So if he says if Reuven says Achinkas Kabalti, so that objective is fulfilled. There is a kiyum. There is a kiyum of the objective of the tnai. Not that Achinkas Kabalti is based, is expressive of the aloche and the masne, that Reuven can be involved in the tnai. No, he cannot be involved in the tnai. But here there is a kiyum at tnai. This is indicated by the expression of Apuchem Atarat Alomarek. So why? So then the kashe of the Karneo is, so not only in the case of Bittel Maise, Nichose Asur Lochal, in Telech Lochal Tlaini, even the case of Kiyu Maise, but Nichose Asur Lochal, in Loi Telech Lochal Tlaini, he should not be able to say, Yaremit is Kabalti. And he says, the Rashbo, only in the case of Bittel Maise, of Nichose Asur Lochal, in Telech Lochal Tlaini. So the pshat is, everything is based upon Apuchem Atarat Alomarek. In other words, but even if the tnai was, even if the tnai was Nichosai Asur Nolecho in Loi Telech Lemotim Plei, in Loi Telech Lemotim Plei, as long as the objective of the tnai was a kiyum ma'aseh, a certain positive act, that Shimon should do something, whether that act by Shimon that is expected of Shimon consists in giving money, in giving an article of food, or in doing a certain service. In other words, he wants him to come, let's say, to the wedding of his son, and he has to walk a long way in order that Shimon, he says, Nichosai, Kenem Shatonenesli, Im Iatonesin Libi, now, Kenem Shatonenesli, Im Iatohelech Lemokam Plaini. And the Mokam Plaini, and he's interested that Shimon should go with Mokam Plaini. Why? Because in Mokam Plaini there will be the wedding of his son. So he wants him to dance, he wants him to play at the wedding of his son. And then he says, Harim is Kabalti. He didn't go with Mokam Plaini, he didn't play at the wedding of Reuven's son. So he can also say Achinat Eskabalti, he can also apply the aloche of Apuchem Atarat Alomarek, because there is aloche, the Gemara says in Dushin, that if the Isha says to the Mikadish, Schep Lifonai, Vikei Lifonai, and he's Mikadisher with that service, so she's Mikadishes, because that's Anoye, that's Kesek. So what's the Pshad, the Anoye is Kesek? Because the Anoye is Mikhayev Kesek. If somebody, let's say, dances for someone, he plays for someone, so he's rendering a service for that person. So that anoye is mechayiv kesef. And if the mikadish, the baal, he plays or he dances for the ishe, he's doing the service for her, and he doesn't charge her, so in effect, he's giving, let's say, like this, he would charge, let's say, $10 for playing before her. for dancing before her. So Mamele, and he doesn't charge her. So Mamele, in effect, he's giving her $10. So it's Kesef, so she's Mekodeshes. So Mamele, so the same lomdes of Hakucha Matarta Lomeli, we can apply to any Nayo Kiyum HaMaisi. Not that Kiyum HaMaisi of giving money or of giving a food article like Kushal Hitin and Shechobi Shal Yayin. Any positive act, and which is a service, since the master stipulated it, so why did he express his rotzen that the muder, why did the madir say the muder, that he expects the muder to do a certain act, because that act is of service to the madir. So Mele, when he does that act, in effect he's giving him something. Whether he's giving him something tangible, or he's giving him kesef, because it is annoying